Ornstein.
I've got the skirt. This one's Alice. Okay, sounds good. It's a bigger one.
Do you want
no, I'm okay, thanks. Yeah. Skirt, thank you very much.
Yeah, Erev Tisha B'Av, very aware of what Klal Yisrael have been through, B'chol HaDoros, and are still going through. We see the sinna of Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, the Achzorius, which is impossible to fathom and to understand. And then we see all the other problems of Golos. Everyone is acutely aware that people are filled with worry and anxiety, worry about themselves, their families, their children, worried about health, physical health, spiritual health, gashmius and ruchnius, panosa, shiduchim, children following path of Yiddishkeit. We know that there are a lot of very, very sincere, heartfelt tefillahs which don't get through. They don't get through. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia deals with this problem of tefillah not being answered. It says quite clearly it's because of Tisha B'Av, it's because of Churban HaBayis. Omer Blaza, B'Metzia Nuntes Amud Aleph. Miyoyim Shenechrav Beis Hamikdash Ninalu Shari Tefillah. From the day on which the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were locked, were closed. Shenema, it says in Eicha, Gam Ki Ezak V'Ashavea Sosom Tefilosi. Va'aval pisha shari tefillah ninalu, shari tmois le ninalu. Shenema shima tefilosi Hashem mishavosi azino al dimosi al techrash. So Gemara says, shari tefillah were closed from the day of Churban Beis Hamikdash. What's it got to do with it? Why is there shachos in Churban Beis Hamikdash and the closing of Shari Tefillah, the closing of the gates of Tefillah? And then it says, but there's something else which is still open, which Loi Ninalu is Shari Demois. So it occurred to me that maybe this is in some way connected with the other Gemara that we know, the Gemara in Tanis. Gemara in Tanis says, Omer Rabba Omer B'Yoichnan, Oysa yoim leil Tisha B'Av hoyo. What's Oysa yoim? It says in the Pasuk, Vatissa kol eida vayitnu es koilim vayivko am balayla ahu. Actually, there's different girsa in the Bach says, Oysa yoim Tisha B'Av hoyo. Omele makrish borchu. Atem bechisem bechia shel chinom. Vani kaveh alochem bechir l'doyrus. You cried bechir shelchinam at the time of Chet Meraglim, and I'm kaveh for you a bechir l'doyrus, crying for generations. So it doesn't say what I thought the Gemara said. I thought the Gemara said that because you cried that night, therefore, that night, the night of Tisha B'Av, you're going to have to cry. It doesn't say that. It says Bechir L'Doris. I think the Gemara means to say Bechir L'Doris doesn't mean the night of Tisha B'Av. It means Bechir L'Doris the whole year round. Because of the Chet Meraglim. Why should the Chet Meraglim cause it? So Chet Meraglim caused Churban Beis Hamikdash. And what did Churban Beis Hamikdash cause? It caused Shari Tefillah to be locked. And the only thing which is left open is Shari Demois. And therefore the whole year round, there's a Bechir L'Doris. Because this is how to get through. The Shari Demois. That's the Bechir L'Doris. A new pshat, one might suggest. What disturbs us all probably much more than that is, how could there be a Churban Beis Hamikdash because of a Chet Meraglim? No shaychus at all. Nothing to do with it. Chet Meraglim, Yidden were in the Midbar, and we know exactly what happened to them. They all died. They didn't go to Eretz Yisrael because they did a Chet Meraglim. So why should all generations, all subsequent generations, have to suffer Churban Beis Hamikdash and all the terrible things of Golos and all the suffering and all the pain because of Chet Meraglim? What's the connection? Why is Chet Meraglim responsible for Churban Beis Hamikdash in some way? Or somehow connected with it? Seems to be completely unconnected with it. After what was Chet Meraglim? Chet Meraglim was Klal Yisrael getting scared. That's really what it was, being frightened. Am Yisrael were frightened. They'd been promised Eretz Yisrael, promised you can go to this land, it's Eretz Avoschol V'Dvosh. And they accepted it was Eretz Avoschol V'Dvosh. They just said, we're scared, there are giants there. Anmokim, we're not going to be able to conquer the land. But you've seen all the miracles, you see you're living with miracles, daily miracles, you have your, where'd you get your water from? The tap? No, it comes from the bear. Where'd you get your food from? It drops out the sky. Mon and bear, you're living completely lamalam nateva. So why are you scared? Because we're scared, we're human beings. We're frightened. And because of that, Chet Meraglim, because of that, we don't have Beis Hamikdash. That's pshat. We find a lot of very puzzling, very interesting Mamore Chazal to do with Churban Beis Hamikdash. We'll see how they're all Mekush Hazel Hazel. It says, Kol Misavla Yushalayim Zoyche V'roya B'Nechmoso. Our Doir, when I say our Doir, I really mean much more recently than our Doir. In very recent times, at least here, I think other places as well, Tisha B'Av has had a makeover. No. Tisha B'Av is a complete makeover. Complete transformation. What did Tisha B'Av used to be? Tisha B'Av used to be a day when you went to shul. You said kinnis very quickly, or tried to keep up if you could. And then you went home. That was Tisha B'Av. When did you finish kinnis? Whenever you finish kinnis. Many people used to go to work, always Tisha B'Av. It's a normal, regular thing. And today, Tisha B'Av is a different Tisha B'Av. Today, Tisha B'Av is with programs, and shiurim, and talks, and droshas, and videos, and alle gute Sachen. Kol madanim. In Ruchnius, Tisha B'Av is transformed. For some people say, "Well, is that a problem? Is that an issue of mshanim at be'esh tov chachomim?" No, it's a bikush. It's because we live in a time when the Rabbeinu Shloilom can see in us a tremendous wanting. We want to have a Tisha B'Av, we want to have something, we want to have a Kishaychus with Misavla Yushalayim. Everybody's got this very strong regish and signs. I want to have a Shaychus, but I don't understand it, I don't know what it's about. All I know is the Churban is awful, I know is the Golos is terrible, I know the Tzoros through us, and then more and more and more and more, and we don't see any end to it, and we don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. And we're just saying to Baruch Shalom, Ad ono b'chir b'tzir n'misli b'shaloyim. We're saying, how long? Ad nosai. And there's such a strong sincerity, such a strong elichkeit in Klal Yisrael, that the old Tisha B'Av is no good anymore. The old, just going to shul in the morning, say some kinnas, it's not enough. People want much more than that. Tell me something. Tell me. What am I meant to do? How are we meant to end the goal? What are we meant to do to bring Yeshuas, to bring Gula? This Gemara of Miyoyim Shen Chorav Beis Hamikdash, Miyoyim Shen Nechor Beis Hamikdash, Reblozer, Miyoyim Shen Nechor Beis Hamikdash, Ninalu Shari Tfila, Vav Beis Shari Tfila, Ninalu Shari Tmois Le Ninalu, that's driving us. That we see, after Churban Beis Hamikdash, Shari Tfila Ninalu. Misabro Yishlai Mizoich Berlin Chmos. Why did this all happen? We know this question is a very, very disturbing question, a question which has been asked a very long time ago. When was it first asked? The Navi asked it. You look in Bob Metzir Daf Pehe Yom Dalev. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara says very clearly, Omer Yehuda Marav, Mai dichsiv mi oisha chochem yoven ezois, vashedib pi Hashem eilav yagido, amo of the oretz, tovo ze omru chachomim, v'loi pirshu. The chachomim said it, they mi oisha chochem yoven ezois, v'loi pirshu, they couldn't explain it. They couldn't explain the churban. Omer Neviim loy pirshu, the Neviim also couldn't understand it. Ad shepirsh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmo, till HaKadosh Baruch Hu explained it himself. Shenema vayoyim HaShem al ozvom estoyrosi. The Baruch Nishleim said, the reason is al ozvom estoyrosi. Hashem esati lifneim. Omer v'Yehuda Omer Rav, So Rashi says there on that Gemara in Bamatzia, "Kshi oiskim b'Torah lo yimvorchin lefonel, kro yisayir Hashem osat lifneim kodorish. Birchas ashebocha bonu, v'nosan lon es Torosa yishil lefonel shel divrei Torah. V'kimd lo yimvorchi, gal yedatayu she'ena matona chashuv lohem." They are megala that the Torah isn't a matana chashuva. It's not choshuv enough for them. What does that mean? What does it mean the Torah is not choshuv? And because of this, there's a churban at Beis HaMikdash. So if we think about these questions, we think about churban Beis HaMikdash, Amo of the Oretz, Nevi'im didn't understand, the Chachomim couldn't understand it. Then you look at the Gemara in Yuma, and you see a whole long list of Loichor Yushlaim Elo, because of this reason, Loichor Yushlaim, this reason, and this reason, and this reason, this reason, this reason. A whole long, long list of Loichor Yushlaim Elo. What's the pshat? How could it be correct that all of them are the correct reason why Yushlaim is destroyed? The Teretz is poshut. Chazal and Megala to us, these things are so special, they're so great and they're so wonderful, each one on its own would be enough to prevent the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Bitlu Tinoki Shabbos Rabban. Why is the Churban Beis HaMikdash Elo Al Shemid Divrei Maldin Torah? Only this one thing. Means that if there would have been this one thing, Mesukan, it would have been enough to prevent Churban. Why? What's the side behind it? So to answer all these questions, let's look at Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Voloshin. Reb Chaim Voloshin explains in Sha Aleph, Perek Dalet, the Beis HaMikdash, which was built in Yerushalayim, is like a keli for the Migdosh Pnimi. What's the Migdosh Pnimi? The Migdosh inside the person himself. ועל כן כשקלקלו פנימיוס המקדש בסויכם, עוז לא הועיל המקדש החיצוני, ונרסו יסוידויס רחמנא ליצלן. When they were mekalkel the pnimius hamigdash b'soichem, then the Beis Hamigdash Hachitzoini didn't help them, and therefore it was destroyed. Because the Churban Beis Hamigdash didn't happen by itself. It didn't happen because the Goyim decided to destroy the Beis Hamigdash. It didn't happen because of anti-Semitism. It didn't happen because they hate us. It happened because the Kedushas HaLev in Klal Yisrael was Chorav. The Beis HaMikdash HaChitzoni depends on the Beis HaMikdash HaPnimi. What is the Beis HaMikdash HaPnimi? There's a posuk, V'ani Sfilosi L'cho Hashem Eis Rotzoin. What does Eis Rotzoin mean? Rotzoin, desire, comes from a person completely giving himself up for Hashem. To be makriv the whole leiv. You couldn't build a Beis HaMikdash without leiv. V'osu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. Li has to be li lishmi. In other words, you can't have korbonus in a Beis HaMikdash until you're makriv yourself. Those korbonus there on the Mizbeach are irrelevant. They're pathetic. They're hopeless and useless if the person isn't makriv himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Lom Yerov Zivcheichem. He destroys the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Churban about? It's about the self. Where's the? It says, Kume Etchem Truma. Ibn Ezra says on that. It should have said, Tnu Truma. It says, Khu, because the person who gives, even if they give Lishma, there's no kicha, there's no taking of himself. So the Torah demands, k'chume etchem truma, take it. Take it from yourself. It's the bitl harotzen and the mesiras nefesh of giving over that rotzen to Rabbein Yishloim, which is, v'ani svilosi, my tefillah is l'cho Hashem eis rotzen, to you Hashem. I'm giving the rotzen away. It's the eis rotzen. It's giving away the rotzen, giving away the avodas halev. To be makriv the lev, that's a korban. So there's no more possibility of that when the human being is unwilling to give that away. Mishnah says in Ovis, in the Beis HaMikdash, no one ever complained.
No one ever complained.
What's pshat? No one said, Sali amokim shol mishalayim. There was no zich. There's no me. There was a willingness to give up the self. It doesn't make any sense to us when we hear that the Gemara says in Yuma, the first Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because of Gimel Averus. How long did that Churban last for? 70 years. Second Beis HaMikdash, Sinas Chinam. How long is the Churban lasting for till today? Doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense at all. Sinas Chinam is a love, because it says in the Torah, Sinas Achichu V'Vecho. It's not Gimel Averus. It's not Avodah Zorah and Gil Arois and Shvichas Domim. And it's not such a big deal, okay? You keep your from Yid, you keep the whole Torah. There's one thing you don't keep properly. For that there's a Churban Habayis. The Teretz says, that's not the Avera to cause the Churban HaBayis. It's not a punishment for Sinas Chinam that there's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not Shaykh to have a Beis HaMikdash without Korbonus. And you can't have Korbonus if you're not willing to makriv yourself. The Korban is only there as a substitute for oneself. So the Sinas Chinam makes it impossible to have Korbonus. The reason why no one said Sa li hamokim shalom Yerushalayim is because they didn't have an attitude of li. The attitude was, we are going to Yerushalayim. Na'les Yerushalayim. We're going up. It's we, it's not the me. When there's a me, there's no Yerushalayim. It's the ish chubra lo yachtov, it's the chibur. It's not just the chibur between Shemayim v'oretz. It's the chibur of Klal Yisrael, and Maral says in Netzach Yisrael, that is the side of Bayis Rish and Bayis Sheni. The Bayis Sheni stood as Klal Yisrael's Beis HaMikdash, in the schus of Knesset Yisrael. So when the Sinas Chinam, you didn't have Knesset Yisrael anymore. It's not a punishment for Sinas Chinam at all. It's just I haven't got Knesset Yisrael. There's no Knesset Yisrael, it's just me. Each person is just the me. Beis Hamikdash, you had a matzav oimdim tzfufim mishtachim mevochim. Doesn't how could it shouldn't be? It's impossible. If we're standing and we're tzfufim, there's no gap at all between me and you and the person next to you, then it can't be that when you bow down there's going to be tons of space. It's impossible. This is a ness. It's not stamina-ness. When one has a feeling that everybody's a competitor and everybody's a rival, then everyone is a competitor and everyone is a rival. Then everyone is there to take away from your attention, from your covert, from your comfort, from your everything. Have you ever noticed that the people you make friends with very quickly and very easily, with a really deep friendship, are people you go on holiday with? You know why? Because you're out of your place and he's out of his place, and therefore he's not a threat to you and you're not a threat to him. Therefore you can become very close. We went on holiday together. But here, he's a threat. He's a threat to me and I'm a threat to him. In the Beis HaMikdash, they had a Beis HaMikdash because they were owned in Tzvufim Mishtachim Ravochim. Mishtachim Ravochim was the attitude. No one can take away something which is meant to be come to somebody. There is no such thing as a rival. The whole musig of rivalry, the whole musig of jealousy, the whole concept that it's shayach to somehow take away. It's all because there's no Mikdash. Bereishis says, "V'osu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soichem." There will be a Beis HaMikdash. As soon as there's a Beis HaMikdash inside our hearts, there'll be a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. As soon as there's a v'shechanti b'soichem, b'soich kol echad v'echad, if there's a vitur, if there's a willingness to give up, if there's it says we're meant to have a hashkofa of running, to run from machloikas like you run from a fire, to realize, like the Kotzke said, the machloikas Shem Shemayim is not the Shem Shemayim, because the Shem Shemayim also has to be the Shem Shemayim. The Shem Shemayim also has to be the Shem Shemayim. So Yana Zokas machloikas Shem Shemayim says, Tak the Shem Shemayim. Oh, the Shem Shemayim is not the Shem Shemayim. The Shem Shemayim also has to be the Shem Shemayim. It has to be completely, completely knocky, knocky, knocky. Otherwise, Nishk machloikas Shem Shemayim. Sinas Chinom is because of Pirud. And also L'Shem Shemayim is noch nicht kin L'Shem Shemayim be'emes, because it's not L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shem Shemayim. It's L'Shem Shemayim, yes, but it's not L'Shem Shemayim, L'Shem Shemayim. L'Shem Shemayim also has to be L'Shem Shemayim. Also has to be completely noki. You can't have a korban. Why was Shari Tefillah closed? What's got to do with Het Meraglim? Chet Meraglim was Megale. The Klal Yisrael is so close to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. They love the Rebbeinu Shloilom so much. They're so attached to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. They've been in the Midbar. They've come out of Mitzrayim. They've been in the Midbar already for a little bit of time. And they're used to, and they've heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to them, saying, Aleich Hashem Lekechon Le'ilcha. They heard two dibbers directly in Piagvura. But Im Kol Zeh, they're scared of Anokim. So that's just like we said, when the Shari Tefillah closed, the Shari Demois are not closed, because Shari Demois are Megala, the lave, the real lave, the real heart of the person, and that's why he's crying. So too, Chet Meraglim is Megala, that Klal Yisrael, in some Bechina, haven't got Bitoch. They haven't got complete trust, complete reliance. They're still scared of the giants. So that night, Vayivko Malaylo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem Bechisim Bechir Shel Chinam Chayechem Shtivchu Bechir L'Doyrus. The Bechir L'Doyrus means what the Rabbeinu Shem really wants is sincerity. What he really wants is the Elch Kais. That's what he really wants. And all the tzoros we've been through, and we're still going through in Golus, from Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael, to us, it looks like it's got no purpose. To us, it looks like it's getting nowhere. But it's getting somewhere. Where's it getting to? It's getting to the Misavel al Yerushalayim. It's getting to the point where we recognize there's no Beis Hamikdash outside because there's no Beis Hamikdash inside. It's the Beis Hamikdash HaPnimi, which is the control of the whole thing. And that's why when they were building the Mishkan, it says in Vayakel, Vayasus Hakir Nechoshes, B'marois HaTzoivois HaShetzovu Pesach Oil Moed. And the Ibn Ezra says on that, Ki Mishpat Kol HaNoshim LeHisyapois Lirois Peneim B'chol Boike B'marois. The Mishpat Kol HaNoshim, so to speak, the law, the rule of the women is LeHisyapois, to try and look nice, to see themselves every morning in the mirror. L'sakin HaPeim Sha'arosheim. V'nehoyu b'Yisroel noshim oivles Hashem shesoru mitayves ha'oilom v'nosnu marein adovo ki einem tzerich oivles yapois rak bois yoim yoim al pesach oil moed l'espalil v'lishmaya divra mitzvahs. And so what does the Rebbeinu Shem say about that? It says, Hayamoshe, the Medrash says, Hayamoshe moyes b'hem neishem asum li'etzahara. Om lakadosh baruch hu kabel, ki elu chavivin olai min hakoil. These are more precious than anything else. They're the biggest donation. They're the biggest sacrifice. They're the biggest giving away. I remember having a conversation many years ago with Gershon, with Yom Chutn, Shmuel Reifer, Zechayin Evrocha. Yeah. So Shmuel Reifer told me the following. He had been for 5 years in Auschwitz. He was 5 years in Auschwitz. He lived in a town called Chanov, which is just a few miles away from Auschwitz. He survived the war. And he said to me, you know, the most important thing to tell people about the war is the following. He says, there's one thing you can learn from what he went through. What's that? Bitlayesh. He says, that's the lesson. Bitlayesh. That the whole yeshus, the whole sense of self, for me, and I'm a somebody, is all bottle. And there's bottle to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. There's bitlayesh. He says, you saw, it doesn't matter who you were, which family you came from, what you had, you went to the same place, same consequences, same suffering, same outcome. The whole of Golus is Bitlayesh. What for? To bring us to V'osli Migdosh V'shachanti B'soichon. To bring us to that Pnim Halev, where we recognize that all sense of me, all sense of kpeda over and against another person, all fights, all friction, all rivalry, is the keneged that tzali amok and sholem Yerushalayim. That the Beis Hamikdash is the mokum where lo yom ha'adam ha'olam tzali amok and sholem Yerushalayim. That no one felt anyone else is standing on his feet. When no one felt anyone else's arrival, when no one else regarded another person as having any possibility of taking away from what I meant to have. That's the Tikkun HaMikdash. That's the Tikkun of Tisha B'Av. The Tikkun of Tisha B'Av, it's not just changing your shoes, it's not just sitting on the floor, it's not just the kinnis. It's the Hakrovas Atzmoi. It's the willingness to say, that external Beis HaMikdash is only a keli for the Migdash HaPnimi. Without the bitl harotzen to rotzen Hashem, we haven't got it. The sinas chinam is an indication there's no bitl harotzen. We haven't got the bitl harotzen. What's the message of the one who is Mesabel al Yushalayim is Zoy Chavroya bin Chmosa? What is the comfort? What comfort can there be? I remember asking the question a few years ago, why aren't we allowed to have meat and wine during the 9 days? Avelis, Yushalayim, that's not a good answer. And Ovel's allowed to have boss of Yayin. Ovel's allowed to have boss of Yayin. So why can't you have meat and wine during the 9 days? Oinin. What do you mean Oinin? Happened thousands of years ago. Oinin is just in this very short time in between the Misa and the Kvura. What's pshat? Kobonos, boss of Yayin, it's poshet. We say about Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av says, I'm not coming to terms with this. I'm not accepting Churban. I'm not willing to say, Rabbeinu Shalom, you pushed me away, okay, you don't want me, you don't need to have me. We say, no, Rabbeinu Shalom, I'm not accepting that, I won't hear that. It's like the Oinin. He won't bury the dead. What do you mean he won't bury the dead? He has covered our mess, you go and bury the dead. Don't leave him around. Go and bury him. No, Isbos V'yayin. Klal Yisrael Oinim. Klal Yisrael say, the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. I'm not burying it. We need another Beis Hamikdash. The one who's Misavla Yishlaim, he'll be Zoych V'Roib Nechmosa. Because for him, there's no acceptance. There's no coming to terms. There's no moving on. There's no saying we can manage without. On the contrary, that's the greatest comfort. That's the most powerful comfort that exists, that we want. That we're not willing to accept Richuk. We want closeness to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. So that's what the Gemara says in Bava Metzia. Miyoyim shnech beis hamikdash ninalu shari tvila. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to hear from you. Nina Lushari Tvila. But is that the end of the story? No. Afal Pisha Nina Lushari Tvila, Bishari Dmois, the Ninalu. Because the Shari Dmois show that you really want. The Shari Dmois show it hurts. I'm in pain. I can't stand it. I can't bear it. I can't bear the Richuk from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tisha B'Av is. In a way, Tisha B'Av is the greatest day in the whole year. In Sambachina. Because it shows how Klal Yisrael, which is incredible after so many years, after so much pain and so much suffering and so much rejection, we don't accept the rejection. We're not accepting the rejection. Shabbos says, keep away, no, I'm not interested. Go away, go away, go away. We say, no, I'm coming back. And Tisha B'Av especially, we say, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, we want you. So somebody who's Misavla Yushalayim, he says, I'm not accepting this. I can't take it. I can't take this distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't take the matzav of Richuk, where because there's no Beis Mikdash Pnimi, there's no Beis Mikdash Chitzoni. So I want the Beis Mikdash Pnimi. I'm willing to sacrifice myself. I'm willing to give up some of the Zich. I'm willing to make friends with the person I can't stand. I'm willing to speak to that person I haven't spoken to for years. I'm willing to overcome it all. I'll fight. I'll fight with myself. I'll be makriv myself. I'll be makriv korbanos. The soid of Beis Hamikdash is you can be makriv korbanos if you're makriv the korban of oneself. And it's so easy to talk about and so hard to do it. But Tisha B'Av brings us to do it. Because in Tisha B'Av, we feel horrible. Tisha B'Av, we feel so low and feel so sad. We say to Rabbeinu Shema, Ad ono b'chia b'tzi in the midst of Yerushalayim. We mean it. How long is this going to last for? How long is it going to go on for? Go on and on and on. Year after year, each time we say, no, no, this year Tisha B'Av should be a Yontif. Next year we won't need the kinnis, throw the kinnis away. But still, Nochama, another Tisha B'Av, another Tisha B'Av, another Tisha B'Av, ad ono b'chir b'tzim mishmim shuloyim. So when Klal Yisrael have that, and as I said, Ach Shadora, Tisha B'Av today is much more of a Tisha B'Av than it was, which was when it was just finished the kinnis by 10 o'clock and finished. It's a different Tisha B'Av today. Tisha B'Av is where Klal Yisrael are chalashim, are desperate for chizuk, for messages. Tell me what to do. Tell me what Tisha B'Av is telling me. Tell me what Tisha B'Av is about. I want to know what Tisha B'Av is for. I don't know, I don't understand it. Tell me, please, I want to know. That itself gives us a comfort that, yeah, we're doing something, we're achieving something. That we get the soid binyan beis hamikdash, the soid, the mikdash hapnimi, which we're building through working on ourselves, through understanding that the shayrish hadova was lebirchu b'tayir tchila, we weren't machshiv ruchnias kedaboy. The shayrish is chet meraglim, where we showed we were panicky, we were nervous, we were scared, we were frightened of Anokim, despite HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing us time and time again that He's the master of the universe. And it's a message we have to keep talking to ourselves and saying to ourselves again and again and again. What it's all about is saying to the Baruch Hashem, I want to come back. I want to build this Bilvovi Mishkan Evne, trying to build a Mishkan inside my heart. And then if I build the Mishkan inside my heart, and my heart is Makur of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and because of the Rebbeinu Shleilam's Charenaf Hashem, because of the Midas Hadin, because of all the Churban, because of all the suffering of B'chol HaDoros, B'nai Yishmo, B'nai Esav, Amalek, everything that's been done to us, and that we're still suffering from, because of all that, we're Nichna Lefonov. And then Rebbeinu Shleilam won't say Lamali Rosu Chechem. He'll say, on the contrary, saying that now is the end, now is the time when, because of the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, because of the sincerity of Klal Yisrael, because of Klal Yisrael's desire to come back to Him, Rebbeinu Shem Merachem on us, and send Yeshua Hashem Keref Ayin, B'vias Meshech Tzidkenu B'korach.
About 25 years ago, I was in America. I was in Washington, went to the Holocaust Museum.